become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who need us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyard. When bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America.
Wednesday. Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller, who is doing business stuff at the network, getting a lot of stuff done, I hear, which is good, which means as well that he will be fresh and raring to go this time on Monday. Meanwhile, you've got me today, tomorrow, and Friday. One of the most debated issues within the small world in which I work, which is the gold industry, is the topic of gold confiscation. So we're going to touch on gold confiscation. We did it earlier today in my show, but I got a number of emails from people saying, I only caught half of what you said. Would you mind repeating it again? And considering we have a much wider audience with our good friends on WWCR, I thought as a PSA, stands for Public Service Announcement, we will delve into the murky world of gold confiscation. Is it real? Is it Memorex? You have to be concerned about it. We'll deal with those subjects. We'll give you the facts as I know them, and you can make your own decision on the validity. Meanwhile, let's have a look how the markets close today after the short commercial break. That bump music does run a little bit long. Man, yes, I didn't realize it ran that long, but I guess it does.
Part heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The reason we're going to be talking about gold confiscation today is quite simply my guest, Lana Mercer, couldn't make it for this hour. Fortunately, she had something come up and she couldn't make it, so the host had to scramble at the last minute. Only kidding. Gold confiscation, without a question, it's the most debated topic within the small confines of the gold community. and passions run deep on both sides of the debate, whether or not it could happen again or not happen again. And unfortunately, the people that are left in the middle to make that decision are you, the investor. So what do you make of this? Well, first of all, let me say, judging by some of the legislation that's come down the pike in the last, 3 years, I have no doubt in my mind, when push comes to shove and everything's against the wall, the critters within Washington, D.C. can and probably will do the unimaginable. And therefore, the gold confiscation is on the table just simply by the mere fact they've done it before. But what is the case for imminent gold confiscation? I think imminent gold confiscation is not on the cards by a long shot. So out of everything that you've got to worry about, I'd put gold confiscation at the bottom of the pile. Now, before we get into all the facts about it, let's just sort out what happened in the markets today. The Dow was all over the board. Everything actually was all over the board. Today was one of those days where news stories were flying early and often. And to complicate matters, Alan Greenspan was giving his annual Greenspan speak. And they still haven't figured out what he says, but we should be able to have a good idea sometime tomorrow. The Dow obviously was affected early, as was the metals, by reports that a missile had struck an Iranian installation or landed nearby, whatever the case may be. And so in the hour that it took them to verify whether it was a real story or whether it wasn't a real story, Dow was all over the board, gold was all over, everything was all over the board. And ultimately, the Dow ended the day off 2 points at 10,834, NASDAQ off almost 2 points at 2,087. The dollar held on to gains all during the day, and crude oil had moments of insanity as well. Initially opening lower, then moving higher, ended up closing at $48.46 a barrel. Gold, on the other hand, had a $4 trading range. It had a high of $425.90, a low of $421.70, closed down 40 cents on the day at $25.70. Silver was off 12 cents at $7.24, platinum up $3 at $8.64, palladium was down $2 at $1.96. Now, as I said, when it comes to the topic of gold confiscation, pretty much all the cards are still on the table. However, there have been people that have been making inquiries to the U.S. Treasury Department to clarify whether or not the government intends in the near future to confiscate gold bullion at face value. A lot of the angst was reignited when good friend Al Martin wrote a piece in September of last year talking about a little-known provision hidden within the Patriot Act that could be construed as government confiscation, and talks about the face value of the U.S. American Gold Eagle, which is $50, and whether or not people who owned American Gold Eagles would have to hand them over for $50. Now, as we've said many times before, this is not 1933. This is 2005. 1933, 80% of the American people trusted the government to do the right thing. The last estimates we had of how many people trust the government to do the right thing in 2005 was around about 16%. And that's pretty much everybody in the Republican Party. Well, seems that way. And those are the only people out there that I know that thinks the government is doing the right thing. And and the majority of people that I speak to, and I ask them this question: if the government were to confiscate gold tomorrow, would you run down to your local, wherever it is, Federal Reserve Bank and hand in your gold? And as you can imagine, the answer has variance, but it pretty much is follows the same line, and heck no, I ain't going to give up my gold. I'd rather bury it in the backyard. And then people get wiggy about it. They think government has a way of tracing their gold coins, and although that's a possibility in the not-too-distant future, because, you know, they could put RFID chips in gold coins. Who knows what they could do? But you don't have to sweat that. So anyway, this article by Al Martin caused a stir. And it got a lot of people nervous. And subsequently, a lot of people wrote to their congressmen and asked them to clarify the situation. Is the government intending to confiscate gold? And one of the congressmen that was contacted was a Democrat from Connecticut called John B. Larson. And it was a constituent that asked him the question, is it possible that the government can confiscate my gold? So John B. Larson, together with one Ron Paul of Texas, drew up legislation requiring the Treasury Department to clarify the situation whether or not the Treasury Department could intervene in the gold market. Subsequently, this was also picked up by an organization called GATA, which is the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, who have been very active in exposing the price manipulation of gold. And GATA released a response to this inquiry that the U.S. Treasury Department declared that it has no statutory authority to confiscate gold. And as we said, this inquiry was prompted by enduring fears and rumors among gold investors about the legal security of their gold, prompted in part by the U.S. government's attempt in 1933 to confiscate monetary gold by presidential decree. They got a reply from the Treasury Department in a letter dated December the 17th, 2004. And by the way, the whole thing you can read on eaglesup.com. And the letter from the Treasury Department was sent to John B. Larson's office. The letter was signed by Roberta McInerney, the Department Assistant General Counsel, and it was addressed to Michael Kirk. And I guess Michael Kirk is the constituent that asked the question of Mr. Larson. And so the response by the U.S. Treasury was, "Dear Mr. Kirk, I'm writing in response to your email of November 29th, 2004, which forwarded a question from a constituent of Congressman Larson as to whether the Treasury Department could force the redemption of U.S. gold bullion coins at face value or surrender of foreign bullion coins. In Public Law 97-258, Congress eliminated a statute which had allowed the Secretary of the Treasury to require individuals and others to deliver to the Treasury gold coins, bullion, and certificates. As a result, this statutory authority no longer exists. So for the immediate term, according to the U.S. Treasury, an official U.S. Treasury letterhead, that this statutory authority no longer exists." As I said, that doesn't mean that at some point in time they could reinstitute more laws. After all, these are people, obviously, that have a propensity of passing stupid laws and doing stupid things. Is it possible they could do it in the future? Well, sure, of course it is. As we said, they've done it before. But as of now, and more than likely for the foreseeable future, unless some cataclysmic event happens, you do not have to worry about gold confiscation. As I said, of all the things you have to worry about, I'd put it at the bottom of the pile. This then begs the question of bullion versus numismatics. Now, this is a different question altogether. As we have said many times, and it's a fact of life, and it's not a conspiracy, but all markets are manipulated. You get players with substantial amounts of money that can move markets in any direction they so please. We don't even know the size of some of the investors in the gold and silver market. As a matter of fact, you don't even know the size of some of these investors, period. Because today they have the advantage, if they got really long pants, otherwise known as deep pockets, they use derivatives, which are of themselves a leverage vehicle, except unlike normal leverage, the leverage is multiplied multiple times. You can control a whole bunch of stuff for little money using derivatives. And you can make a ton of money on small moves. You can also lose your butt on small moves as well, but that's neither here nor there. We'll continue after this.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
This one up from, this has got nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the songs in my bump rotation. T-Rex. Way to go, Matt. See, Matt is doing double duty. He did my show this morning and he's doing my show this afternoon. I guess payback time. T-Rex. Amazing. Anyway, we're talking about gold confiscation, but before we continue, we have Bill from Austin. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Robbie. I was just going to say that a lot of people, well, I know my grandfather, who lived through the Depression and the gold confiscation, before he died, he told me basically to never trust the banks and don't trust the government.
Oh, sure.
This was a man who quite literally used to go, whenever we would go into town, would have to go back to the farm, take a shovel, and dig up money. He buried money in the ground.
Oh, sure. You ever heard of the term mattress account?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, listen, absolutely. Often, even before the collapse in 1929, A large majority of the blue-collar workers in America had absolutely no trust whatsoever in any banking institution.
I know that he basically instilled in me a great distrust of the American government.
Because people lost everything they had. I mean, think
absolutely.
About it. Yeah, and especially, you know, I mean, it was hard lessons learned, especially if you were in, God forbid, in your 50s and 60s, you know, nearing retirement age, and your little nest egg that you thought was there going to take you into your senior years all of a sudden disappeared. I mean, that's a hard lesson, and that hard lesson was passed down from generation to generation.
I know it got passed to my parents and directly from my grandparents to me. I mean, both my maternal grandparents had a farm in Florida, so they were lucky. He was the one that I was telling you about. But,
yeah.
You know, they were lucky in the sense that, in fact, my grandmother used to tell me about that. She said we were some of the luckier ones. At least we could eat.
Well, yeah, I mean, hey, listen, you know, I grew up, and I'm talking about food now, but the food that I call comfort food was actually food that my mother used to make, especially, you know, leading up to World War II, when things were real tight and people had to use, you know, other grades of meat. But they created these wonderful dishes like oxtail soup. I mean, you mention oxtail soup today and people go, ugh. But yeah, and so all that was passed on. And the same thing that my father always beat into my head was, besides telling me if you believe everything you read, you might as well eat everything you see, which shows you how much he trusted the system. He also said to me that if you can't afford to pay cash for it, don't buy it.
Absolutely. Or if you buy it, use it up, wear it out, make it like new.
Yeah.
And throw it away.
Exactly. And unfortunately, over these last two generations, those lessons have long gone. Because in today's world, if you want it, buy it or charge it, as the saying goes. Whether or not you can pay for it, people don't really care.
Well, you almost have to look at it this way. If you know the system, or at least you've been in, you know, exposed to some of the things that you've talked about, some of the things that I've read about and done research on, you realize it truly is monopoly money.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny money. So my version of that is as long as the land and the farm stays paid for,
right.
I don't mortgage that.
Yep.
I've got some place to grow food to eat. And so who cares if I use up all of their money or at least their monopoly money.
Were you listening to the show yesterday? I had Eustace Mullins on.
I listened to it. In fact, I missed the name of his book.
The Secrets of the Federal Reserve and the London Connection. If you go
Is it still in print?
Yeah, you just go onto my website at eaglesup.com and scroll down where it says list of guests, and you'll see his name there, Eustace Mullins, and click it on. It takes you right to his website.
I'll have to do that when I get home
but
today.
But you know the thing that amazed me yesterday? Because I asked him, I go, Mr. Mullins, do you own any gold? And he says, no. Yeah, here's a man that did the definitive work on the Federal Reserve System, and he owns no gold.
Well, I caught that point, and I'm almost wondering if that was telling about what they were saying. Like you said, I had read some stuff about the public law that was passed that basically rescinded the Treasury Department's or the Secretary of the Treasury's statute authority to confiscate gold.
Right.
And, you know, so that was one issue. But now they, you know, you never can tell when they're going to pass a law, and it only takes the bang of the gavel to do it nowadays.
Yeah, you got that right, brother. That's why I say, although confiscation is off the table, according to the U.S. Treasury for now, doesn't mean it ain't going to come back at some point in the future. Hey, thanks, Bill.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back, my friends. On this Wednesday, coming up tomorrow on my show, from 12 to 1, we've got Jerry Smith. He'll be talking about a wonderful program called HOP. And tomorrow afternoon, for 2 hours, Desi Andrews returns. Friday, for 2 hours, Janie Allen. Apparently, some people just can't get enough of Janie Allen, so she's coming back for 2 hours on Friday. We're talking about gold and whether confiscation is real or Memorex. Well, for now, anyway, as we said, gold is pretty safe where it is. Don't have to worry about confiscation. When you look at that argument, then you come up to the other argument. Well, what's better, bullion or numismatics? Bullion will track whatever the market does in New York City. As we said today, gold closed at $424. It's a price dealers will use to price their products. American Gold Eagles usually sell for around about $25, $26 over spot. And that obviously depends on how many you buy. Yes, within this business, people do discriminate. In other words, the more you buy, the cheaper you get the price. The cheapest gold coin, if you were to push me and say, what is the cheapest bullion coin to buy? Well, there's no question. The South African Kruger Rand sells at a $5 discount to all other gold coins. And it's large part because of the stupid apartheid policies that were instituted in the 80s, and they've never been lifted, I should say. And so you can buy a Kruger Rand for $5 less, but then again, when you sell it, you're going to get $5 less as well. So it's pretty much a wash. As far as some of the coins that we offer, the world gold coins, well, if you go to our website, we list the actual gold content. And so if you want to get the true melt value of all the coins, all you do is you take the gold content and you multiply it by the price of spot gold, and it'll give you the melt content. For instance, MS60, a $20 St. Gaudens. If you had a melt at $20 St. Gaudens, you'd end up with $410 worth of gold. But how can that be? Gold's $424. Well, guess what? Gold coins weren't measured in ounces when the U.S. was on a gold standard. A $20 saint together with $20 liberty is 0.9675 of an ounce. The reason it weighs more than an ounce is simply because it's a gold coin that was in circulation. Therefore, it was going to go through wear and tear, so governments add an alloy in order to give the gold strength so that you don't lose the definition on the coin. But there's not a true ounce. South African Krugerrands were actually the first true one-ounce gold coins that ever hit the market. That was the reason why they were so popular, because people all of a sudden said, hey, this is easy to calculate what the price of gold is. Now, when you come to the debate of bullion versus numismatics, well, then again, you're entering into a whole different arena. As we said, bullion is a manipulated metal, just simply because it's a political metal. Governments look at the price of gold and they can gauge how good or how bad they are doing fiscally. If you're in a country with severely rising gold prices, you know you're screwing up somewhere along the line, such as in Zimbabwe. I don't know what the price of an ounce of gold in Zimbabwe is. It's most probably around about 460,000 Zimbabwean dollars. I kid you not. In South Africa, ounce of gold, as calculated in rands, is around about 2,500 rands for a one-ounce gold coin. You could have bought the same one 10 years ago for 300 rand. Shows you how good they've been doing with their economic situation and their currency. So, because of the very nature that gold is a political metal, you've got to accept that its price is manipulated by the powers that be, because they don't want people to get wiggy. All of a sudden, if gold ran to $1,000 an ounce, people would know, hey, look, there's something wrong here. Gold's $1,000 an ounce. When you look at numismatics, the beauty of numismatics is, first of all, there are no players in the numismatic market. In other words, you don't have hedge funds, you don't have institutional investors, you don't have typical Wall Street firms. Although Wall Street was involved in this business in the late 80s, they're not in it any longer. There are only two players in the numismatic field. There's collectors and there's investors. Now, the collector base is unique in that collectors buy with no intention of ever selling, because they collect it because of the history of the coin, the beauty of the coin. They want to buy something to pass down as an heirloom to their children and their grandchildren. They have no intention. It's just the collector's mentality. They buy, no intention of ever selling. And one good thing that the U.S. Mint did is it increased the number of collectors in America thanks to the quarter program. Because if you remember back a couple of decades ago, everybody had the little red book where you could had little holes in, you could put the pennies in. And it was a wonderful vocation for kids to learn about their money and their country. Because if you want to learn about a country's history, you want to learn about its heritage, all you got to do is look at its coinage. coin each tells a lot about a country. And so that spawned a whole generation of coin collectors. And the coin collectors back then went from the pennies, then they went into the half dollars, then they went into the dollars, and then as they got older, they steadily progressed up the scale. And it's no different with the new quarter program that was introduced. It's a wonderful way of teaching kids about geography in America. It's another reason why I often say it's the only reason why God approves of wars. It's to teach Americans history and geography. But the the quarters obviously spawned a whole new generation of collectors, and they went from quarters, and now everybody collects as the new silver eagles. They collect the fractional pieces, they get them certified, they put them in plastic. Don't ask me why they do that. It doesn't do anything to enhance the value of the coin, but anyway, people like doing it. So you got a whole bunch of new collectors coming in. Now, the thing with the numismatic market is it's stagnant. In other words, it doesn't expand or grow. It's a fixed supply of product. So as more collectors come in and take product out, they're leaving less and less product there for the investor. And the investor has a mentality of buying something with the intention of selling it at a later date for a profit. In other words, he doesn't fall in love with his investment. So as this pool of product gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and more investors start coming in, because there's no question there's heightened interest in gold. People understand that the dollar is on a glide path to much lower values, and the only way you're going to insure yourself against a declining dollar is either invest your money overseas or buy foreign currency. And even that's a gamble, because what you are doing, you're jumping from the frying pan into the fire, because you're going from one fiat currency to another. You're not solving anything, and you're certainly not preserving your purchasing power. And so as more and more people become aware of this, and more people start to inquire about taking out a little insurance against their loss of wealth, there's no question that prices of numismatics will rise faster than bullion prices. It's just economics 101. It's supply and demand. It's not complicated. The complicated thing for you as an investor is going to be what to buy. And you've got to look at, what are you buying gold for? Are you buying it for the possibility that one day that it's only people with gold are going to eat? Well, I don't think that's a realistic view. Just simply because we have seen other countries that have gone into financial collapse, or close to financial collapse, where banks have shut down, people have no access to their money. And when that happens, people become very ingenuitive. It's not the only people that eat are the people that own gold and silver, because all of a sudden, real things, tangible things, get currency, they get value. Day before the bank shut down and nobody can get their money, chickens used to run around the streets of Argentina. After the banks closed and there was no money, you couldn't find a chicken anywhere. So things you take for granted today achieve a certain value. And people barter and trade amongst themselves. So I don't look at gold as being that insurance for that cataclysmic event, although there's no question gold is going to protect you if we do face a cataclysmic event, and we will. It's inevitable. We will face hard times in the future just simply because of the fact that there are idiots in Washington, D.C. running things. They actually think they know what they're doing. But as you and I both know, they have no clue what they are doing up there. I mean, the latest insanity is the Department of Homeland Security has now banned all air travelers as of April from carrying lighters and matches in their pockets. How are they going to detect a book of matches? Well, your guess is as good as mine. But they're doing this just to make you safer. Makes no logical sense. All it does is inconvenience thousands of travelers. And all because some bureaucrat in Washington thought, well, you know, somebody could set the plane on fire with a big lighter. The insanity never ceases to amaze me. So now these are the people, by the way, the same people that want to ban matches on airplanes. These are the same people that run your finances in Washington, D.C. So the possibility of a major event, very good. So now, and as I've often said, I mean, people say, well, what do you prefer, bullion or numismatics? And it's like choosing between two of your children. It's impossible. Which one do you love the most? They both have a role to play. They both are excellent vehicles of maintaining wealth. And personally, rather than recommend one over the other, I say get a little bit of both. And so long as you understand the rules, and so long as the people that you are dealing with are telling you the truth and are upfront and honest as to what the spread is between what you can buy something for and what you can sell something for. I mean, if you're going to buy an American Gold Eagle for $426, and you got spot today, I'll give you a typical case in point. You got spot today at $424. If you pay $26 over, you're paying $450 for an American Gold Eagle. If you were selling an American Gold Eagle today, you'd get $440. You get $10 over spot for an American Gold Eagle. Kruger Rand, you'll get probably $5 back a spot for the Kruger Rand, but then again, it costs you less when you bought it, so it's all a wash. Numismatics are the same thing. The problem is there's a number of companies that charge big spreads, and it's not because they devious or crooked or any of that. It's just that there's a lot of gold companies out there with corporate expenses. I mean, those companies that you call up and they fill your mailbox with brochures and pretty pictures and CDs and tapes and all that kind of good stuff, and they run commercials on Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity's program, that costs big bucks. And they have to charge an appropriate percentage in order to stay in business. A corporate entity. They got office space, they got secretaries, they got salespeople, they have to pay commissions. Of course, they got to pay the government its fair share. So they're going to charge anywhere between 25 and 45% over the cost of the product. And you have to take that into account. And you have to ask them to tell you, if I bought something today for $570 and the price of gold never moved for a year and I had to sell it again, what would you give me for it? And then you'd understand. So long as you know the rules of the game, you're not going to all of a sudden one day wake up with a great shock and surprise. So that's just pretty much what the gold market. It's not rocket science in any way, shape, or form. Anyway, I've babbled on long enough. Paul from Alabama has been holding on. Hey, Paul.
Well, at least you recognized your fault. No, you're a gentleman, Robbie, but it was a bit endless. In other words, you don't really know which way it's going to go. But you can count on gold doing better than the dollar, I guarantee you.
Oh, there's no question about that.
Yeah, and I would offer this, that when they confiscate the gold, they're going to have to confiscate the guns. And what I would recommend is when that comes time, just find out where your local congressmen and senators live and give it directly to their family in the form of a melted down 50 caliber.
That's a little extreme there, Paul.
Well,
I understand. I mean, and the bottom line is, if I was in the government, I'd say confiscate the guns first, then go for the gold.
That would be logical, but I mean, it's about time that these Americans, and I'm American too, get the idea. And if they listen to Desi a little bit more, they'd find out that these guys are agencies, and they don't have to do what they say. I'm driving around undocumented with no insurance, no license, no marriage certificate, no bank accounts, and I've gotten myself clear of that system. If they want to accept the benefits of what those guys are doing for them, I'd say that the facts speak for themselves. They're not doing very much for them.
Yeah.
And if they think they're going to get Social Security and those things, then they're dreaming. But the only thing I can tell you is the only way they're getting my gold is out of the end of a barrel, and I'm going to have it melted into a bullet.
So, well, sure, and everybody feels the same way. So the gold confiscation argument is pretty much moot. Unless, of course, they said, okay, they could pull the old, you know, rug under your feet trick. They could say, if you turn in your gold, we'll give you $1,000 for it.
Oh, yeah, that'll be worth a lot. Then you can take it like they did in Germany and put it in a wheelbarrow and take it down to the bank and somebody will steal the wheelbarrow. But,
well,
sure. Anyway,
and that's a true story, by the way. It wasn't.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, they stole the wheelbarrows. They figured out wheelbarrows were worth more than the money that was in them.
But the bottom line to this thing is the dollar is going to crash whether these guys believe it or not out there. So why do you want to keep supporting that system? Let's just get your money, put it into metals, and get out of the dollar and let it crash, and we'll build it up again.
Yeah, then they'll bring out a new one.
Well, I heard that.
Thanks,
okay,
Paul.
Sir, I appreciate it.
We'll be back. Put a bow on the segment. Still got another hour to go.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Call me.
I'll be anything you need.
Won't be anything you need. But you can call me. Next hour, open phones, 800-313-9443. And a reminder to those listening on 5.070, coming up top of the hour, we move to 3.210. Let me give you a reason to buy gold. If you're going to buy gold, a reason to buy gold from Republic Trading. Unlike any other gold company out there, and unlike any other network out there, the profits that are generated by the sale of gold to the listeners of Republic Broadcasting and WWCR goes towards helping the network improve and expand. The majority of other dealers out there take the profits that they get and buy stuff. Yeah, I've got nothing against it. Buy nice cars, nice houses, all that kind of good stuff. And put very little back into the people that made it possible. You see, because we're on a mission, in case you hadn't figured it out yet, I don't know if we're going to be successful in the mission, but we're trying as hard as we can. We ain't going to give up, and we're going to push as hard as we can to hopefully educate as many people as humanly possible about what is going on in this crazy world in which we live in. And you can tell that by the programming on Republic Broadcasting. And even if I have to say so myself, the lineup of talent on this network is stellar. The job that John Stadtmuller has done in the short space of time that this network has been on the air is just short of phenomenal. And you don't have to take my word for it. All you got to do is go look at independent sites that track what websites do. You can go to Shoutcast, which tracks what listeners on the internet do. The last two shows that we have done, we have been number one, which is quite amazing when you consider how many stations there are out there that stream on the internet. Today I'm a little disappointed because we're getting beaten by a public radio in New York City and a rock and roll station. Well, it's probably a good one. The best mix of the 80s and 90s. It's the 80s top 40 rock station. But we're number three. Well, actually, we're actually higher than that. I should, because we've got two streams out there. So we're number two. You supporting Republic Trading, you support the network, and who knows? We could win one. We could win a couple. Could win the whole enchilada if you get really optimistic. Anyway, stay tuned, my friends. We'll be back. Another hour. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. We must take America back. When you swear the truth and more things may be USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.